Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. You know what this is. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Praise God. Whoa. We're excited today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, Lord, so many things are happening in the realm of the Spirit. It's magnificent in my eyes. Now, it causes, and for a lot of people, it causes a lot of trouble. For people that walk by faith, it causes inconvenience.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And we got inconvenienced here a few days ago.
Yes, we did.
And for those, of course, you'll see this broadcast later. But we were without power at my house for over 80 hours. At my house, the temperature, Greg, went to minus 4 degrees. Actual temperature, no wind chill.
And the wind was blowing. It was lower than that.
Well,
but
yeah.
Actual temperature.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
See.
That's in Texas.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yes, sir.
So we had a polar outbreak called a polar or an Arctic vortex. And it just swung down the middle of all the way to the Gulf Coast.
Yes, sir.
Everybody had record temperatures. I talked to a very highly experienced weatherman. In fact, he's retired Navy, and he goes to EMIC. I called him. In fact, I was sitting in my car charging my phone. I had the garage door open. How'd you open the door without any electricity? It's got a little handle on it. Opened it about this far and started the car, and I'm sitting out there charging my phone, and I called him. And I said, sir, I don't remember. I said, I was raised out in West Texas, and we had a lot of cold weather out there. But I came here in the last semester of junior high school, finished high school here, been in and out of here all these years. I don't remember ever seeing anything like this here. He said, well, that's because it hasn't happened since, what, 1949? Wow. Hey. It messed up things all over this city. At our home, glory to God, we didn't have a broken pipe.
Hallelujah.
The headquarters building, that's another thing. And think about this. Here we are in this studio. This is a miracle within itself, man.
Right.
That the studio wasn't damaged beyond repair. But here we are. Just a few days later. Praise God. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Something that actually my daughter, Terry, mentioned this to me, and it got on my heart. So, and I began, it immediately threw a, I'll just call it a shockwave, into my spirit. And I immediately grabbed hold of it, and almost immediately I called Professor Stephen because of his knowledge of the First Covenant. And that's where it is. But then, of course, you can see it over in the New Covenant, the Second Covenant. It's there. But anyway, the 15th chapter of Genesis. Do you remember the 15th chapter of Genesis, what was happening here in the studio audience? Now, I mean, well, you own it.
Watching at home.
Yeah, that's a good way to say that. Yeah. This is the first of the blood covenants with Abram. And in the first verse, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. Now, And there were certain things, and they prepared the covenant and so forth, and prophetic things were spoken in that. And God told him then, you will be buried in a good old age.
Yes, sir.
Good old age. And he lived a long time after Sarah died, remarried, and had more children.
Yes, that's right.
So, but now, verse 15.
She just missed the mark. She was deceived.
Adam was not.
He was not. It was a willful rebellion against a given standard, a casting off of God's authority. It's going beyond the limits is what it means in Hebrew.
Mm.
I go beyond the limits. I know that that's my timeline, but I went past it on purpose.
Now, that's translated transgression?
That's a transgression. The next word is more serious, and this is the one we're getting to, iniquity. It's a Hebrew word, avon, and it means, it relates to your inner character. This comes from your spirit, all right? It points to an intentional twisting of what God said. Good is bad. Bad is good. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. You're literally going to twist what God says. That's what Lucifer did.
Yes, he did.
He willfully twisted. It's a twisting of a given standard. It's also translated as this, perversion. It's perversion. It's distorting the will of God and the plan of God. And so it's consciously knowing, but it's consciously twisting it.
Okay, the twisting. Think about that. The twisted. That then becomes wicked.
Yes. Now, all of those other things will come out of that. That comes from your spirit.
But what I'm pointing out is that wickedness is the twisting.
Yes.
Wicker means wicker furniture is made out of twisted material. It's a twisted life. It's a twisted, wicked, sinful life on purpose, kind of just. And most of the time, that starts gradually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep yielding to that.
It is keep yielding.
And then it becomes part of your spirit, man.
And then finally, that you get to the place where the wickedness looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, I came out on top.
And then you've been given over. At that point, you'll get to a place where you'll be given over to the destruction of your flesh. To reprobate mind. And that's what's happening in the world. And you get mad at people, and you keep using the word sin. It is sin, but it's beyond that now. This goes to the spirit, to the heart of a man. So reading those verses, and I know we got just seconds left here. Reading those verses again. Blessed is he whose transgression, yes. Pasha, willful rebellion, is forgiven, whose sin, who's missing the mark, is covered.
So blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not. He doesn't hold against him iniquity.
Perversion, twisted, selfish distortion.
In whose spirit there is no deception.
That's it.
Yeah.
Create in me a clean heart, David will say. Daniel was of an excellent spirit. God looks at the heart. This is what he said when he chose the king. I don't look at the outward the way you guys do. I'm checking to see if that's twisted in here. Mm-hmm. If he's going to twist my words. And that's what King Saul did.
And we're out of time.
We're out of time. We'll pick it up.
Whew. Glory to God. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand. Glory to God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.